So this little graphic just indicating what we're talking about is above the Antarctic, then we have got this vortex here, which is holding the air above the Antarctic continent. We have got a situation where we've formed these polar stratospheric clouds, these ice crystals in here. And what we're going to be doing is be creating an ozone hole, which is located just above the Antarctic, because we've decoupled the stratospheric circulation here from the global stratosphere. So this is a picture of what the ozone hole is looking like from a satellite perspective. The colour scale that we're interested in is when it gets into the purples and things down here. Our Dobson unit is the scale that's used for measuring the ozone concentration. It's called the column ozone concentration. You're considering how much ozone is in a column sitting above the ground. And we're looking at 2004. The same thing's happening at the moment. The ozone hole is not any worse in terms of heading towards absolute zero, but it's much bigger in extent these days, so it's spreading out laterally. So this picture from 2004. So we're going January, summer. White means that we're simply not registering on their scaling, so this is not particularly bad, simply there's no scaling information there. And once we're getting into winter, we now start moving down the colour scale until this point here. We've now got a very significant ozone hole formed over the polar region. Now, that doesn't stay, so it forms then, and then once the circumpolar circulation breaks down, it then spins out again. Now, often this will spin out over South America. Also, it'll spin out over Australia, particularly South Australia and NZ. Those are the three places that usually cop the ozone hole spinning out once the circumpolar circulation.